أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. صدق الله العظيم. We continue with our discussion on ayah number 90 of Surah An-Nahl. We discussed various aspects regarding this ayah. The great Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, used to say that this ayah number 90 of Surah An-Nahl is the most comprehensive ayah of the entire Quran. Walid ibn Mughira, who was an arch enemy of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left no stone unturned in hurting, harming, and his relentless effort in stopping the work of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when he heard this ayah of the Quran, then he said, Wallah, inna hadhihi al-ayah la halawa. Certainly there is a kind of sweetness in this ayat. And he goes on, and he eventually concludes and he says that this can never be the words of any human being. So this is that ayah, that those that brought iman, because of hearing this ayah, they brought iman. The enemy of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also testified to the sweetness of this ayah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this ayah commands us to do three things. Allah says, Inna Allaha يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands بِالْعَدْلِ. Al-adl will refer to justice. Allah commands to do justice. وَالْإِحْسَانِ, and to do good. وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and to give to family members, to relatives. وَيَنْهَى, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala prohibits anil fahsha. Allah ta'ala prohibits indecency, immodesty. Wal munkar, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also prohibits sins and transgressions. Wal baghi, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala prohibits from haughtiness. Allah ta'ala prohibits from anything that is regarded as high-handedness. يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you, Allah admonishes you, Allah advises you, so that you may be one that remembers, one that takes heed and accepts the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we'll just discuss the one word, al-adl. When ulama explain this word, al-adl, justice, what is referred to justice? It's a very, very broad word. Ulama, for example, has explained that in this word justice, it will refer to doing justice with regards to others. Secondly, here the word al-adl will also refer from extremism and also deficiency. That a person doesn't become so extreme in his deen that he transgresses the rules and the laws and limitations of Allah, and at the same time a person is not deficient in his deen. And the third example, or the third part of al-adl, is our internal and our external. There needs to be an equilibrium between our inner selves and our outer selves. The outer self should not be such that a person shows that he is such a pious person, but inwardly the person has absolutely no qualities of piety whatsoever. That needs to be brought in equilibrium, and that is also adl. Then one part of adl is between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Justice to Allah Rabbul Izzat is this, that we forego our rights for the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We forego our pleasures for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah will always be first. Secondly, justice. Justice meted out to ourselves, that we do not do anything that will bring harm to us materially or spiritually. A person materially, that we all will understand, but spiritually, for example, committing a sin, and that is going to bring harm to us as far as our spirituality is concerned, then that is also injustice to ourselves. And the third part of al-adl, justice, is how we mete out justice to others. In other words, we fulfill the hukuk and we fulfill the rights of others. So we can understand from here that this word justice, adal, that is so comprehensive, and this is one of the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.